Our TV critic David Bianculli looked over all the available things to review this week and settled on a series that premiered last month. It's part of a syndicated daytime series called The Fox Cub House. It's only seen on Mondays and Fridays, and it's aimed at preschoolers. But our critic says it hits him, too.
I figure I'm preaching to the converted here because I can't imagine any public radio listener who didn't love The Muppet Show. Well, of all the TV shows that have come out of Jim Henson Productions since then, the one I'm about to review is the very best. It was the last concept Henson was working on when he died, and his son Brian has picked up the ball and run with it. Even so, it bears his father's name in the title. The show is called Jim Henson's Animal Show with Stinky and Jake, and it's one of the most enjoyable shows I've seen all year. Imagine, if you will, a cross between The Muppet Show and Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Jim Henson's Animal Show is like a talk show, except it's got animals instead of people. Well, not animals, really. Muppets. More realistic-looking Muppets than you've ever seen before. Headed by the co-hosts, Stinky the high-strung skunk, and Jake, a laid-back polar bear.
Hello, all you little animals out there.
I am Stinky.
And I am Jake, and today we're going to meet two endangered species.
Wow, endangered species?
Stinky.
And when their guests come on and show clips, they're not film clips. They're scenes from nature documentaries, disguised as wildlife home movies.
You see, we rhinoceros, or rhinos as we're sometimes called, live out on the grasslands of Africa with lions, zebras, and lots of other animals.
Oh. Whoa, no wonder you're in danger. You're hanging around with lions.
Lions aren't the problem, Stinky.
No?
People are. Yeah, some people will hunt us, and some take away the land where we live.
Oh, and that's why there are so few rhinos left?
That's right. Although there's another one around here somewhere. Oh, there she is. Hi, Alice.
Oh, hi, Alice.
The nature footage comes from a production company called Survival Anglia, and Jake and Stinky keep it lively by adding funny voiceovers, asking goofy questions, or just having fun. Other segments in each show include a quiz, a musical number, and a cooking show segment on what animals eat. Think of the Swedish chef from The Muppet Show, except the cook in this particular kitchen is a Muppet cockroach, Yves St. LaRoche.
Bonjour, bonjour, all you food-loving animals out there. Now, today I want to talk about shellfish. Now, a shellfish is a fish that lives in a shell. Clever, no? Oui. Now, here we have the shellfish. But if you ask, how do we break the shell to get the fish? Well, do not worry, mon ami, because Eves will show you a trick he learned from his good friend, Plunk the Sea Otter. Now, the best way to crack a shellfish is with a small stone. Like so. And you go, whap, 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 whap.
I've not only learned to love this show, I've learned things about animals I didn't know before. The horn of a rhinoceros is made out of what? I thought ivory. But it's really made out of matted hair. And I heard it first on Stinky and Jake. Better late than never.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.